Kelly has finished praying, if you'll all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in heaven, we come before thee at this time with gratitude for the opportunity that we have to live here in this beautiful community. We're grateful that we are able to share in the beauty and the nature around us, and we ask thee to bless us as community members who are involved in preserving and watching over and being stewards of this community, that will be aware of the things that will be beneficial, that will be mindful of other community members and their thoughts as well. We're grateful for this opportunity to serve, and we ask thy spirit to guide us in all of our decisions, and we say these things in the name of thy son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda tonight is to review and possibly approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes of November 14th, 2023. My understanding is there are no corrections. We have a motion to approve the minutes.
I motion that we approve the minutes as currently written.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Second item on the agenda is to review and possibly approve the Planning Commission 2024 meeting calendar contained in your packet.
So usually we have this adopted in December, but since the last two meetings have been canceled, that's why we're doing this in February.
Anyone have a problem with the dates presented? Do we need a motion, Michael, for this? Or just someone like to make a motion to approve the Planning Commission 2024 meeting calendar?
I make a motion that we approve the 2024 Planning Commission meeting calendar.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The third item. Chuck Keith, representative for Midway Mountain Spa LLC, has submitted a master plan amendment for the Ameali Resort on 28.87 acres. The proposed master plan amendment would amend the master plan agreement to allow portions of the well-being center to exceed 35 feet above natural grade, would also amend to reduce the approved required parking, among other changes. The property is located at approximately 800 North, 200 East in the resort zone. Michael.
In the master plan agreement and agreed to by the developer and by the city. So there's four things really being asked for today to be amended in that master plan agreement. First is the height limit, which is currently at 35 feet, be increased to 48 feet measured from natural grade. The second one is a request to reduce the number of required parking stalls for the entire master plan. The third is to reduce the number of phases from 4 to 2. And so we have just 2 plats instead of 4 plats when everything is recorded.
Michael, can I stop for a second? I just received a text that people cannot hear you on Zoom.
Okay, we should be good now. Thanks for the reminder. And then the fourth one is to remove one of the inner private roads and replace it with a walking path. So I'll go over all four of these in greater detail as we move forward. So regarding master plan amendments, amending the approved master plan is a discretionary decision. So really both parties need to agree, which would be the city and the developer, in order for the master plan to be amended. If one of the parties doesn't agree, then the current master plan governs. The city council is under no obligation to amend the approved or recorded agreement unless they feel it's in the best interest of the community. Number 3, the city council So increased the height limit from 35 to 48 feet. So some of the documents we received actually showed the increase to just 45 feet, but the actual red line master plan agreement showed 48 feet. So we've referred to the higher amount all the way through the staff report and through the presentation of 48. The applicant has stated that a relatively small portion of the structure would exceed 35 feet if approved. So it's not that the entire structure exceeds that 35 foot height limit. The structure, as we look at it, you can see the roof line is very staggered up and down. And so there are just certain sections of the building that goes above 35 feet, but the entire building does raise in height if the approval is granted. So it's not just a section that raises, it's really the entire structure, just only portions of it go above the 35 foot plane. The master plan agreement states the following. So this is a quote from the master plan agreement. Structures in the development cannot exceed 35 feet in height measured from natural grade. So it's just a one-line statement. It doesn't say architectural elements can go above 35. It just specifically states the structures cannot exceed 35 feet in height. So Summit Land Conservancy also restricts the height structures to 35 feet. So as we went through the process of preserving some of the acreage on site, so the original acreage is 78 acres. There's 57 acres with conservation easements over the Mountain Spa property, which is the El Niale Resort. Summit Land Conservancy is actually the third party holder of the easement. So they're a certified land trust. And so they hold the conservation easement. And part of their negotiation with the developer, they had a memorandum of understanding that was signed and agreed to by both parties. And there's a line in that agreement that restricts the structures to 35 feet. So how this works is there's really two parties that are restricting the height to 35. It's both the land trust, the land conservancy, and the city. Really, both would have to remove that restriction for the heights to exceed 35 feet. The city can't enforce some land conservancy's agreements. So if they did release theirs, the city wouldn't have a part of that. We only control what's in our agreement, but there are two parties that have to release that agreement. And the last one, the applicant claims the height increase is needed because, and this is a quote also from the application, this is being requested due to found groundwater levels in the core building area during excavation of phase one, utilities, and additional test holes taken from the core building, for the core building. So there was a geotechnical report done with the master plan. It had some samples throughout the entire site, all four phases of the development. And that gave an idea of what was happening on site with the geotech. But as they went through and built phase one, and phase one included the road all the way from 6 North up to Bergy Lane, so it's a long road. They had to dig and put in sewer and water lines for that entire stretch. And then they've also done specific test pits where the core building's gonna be located. Basically with that information, that added information, they have more knowledge of what's happening specifically on site where the core building is. So it's kind of a background information for how this works. So this is cut directly from the master plan agreement. You can see that height of structures. So what's in black is what's currently in our agreement. Structures in development cannot exceed 35 feet in height measured from natural grade. So a fairly simple statement. What's in red is what is being proposed to be changed. So except for the core building, which can be 48 feet in height above natural grade. So that's what they're petitioning for with this item. So some information. This was the original submittal to the city, and this shows, this is called the highest point. And all the other structures within the development are underneath 35 feet. And this original application did show that the core building would also be 35 feet or less. So we'll zoom in on this in a second. This is the proposed amendment, and we'll zoom in so you can see this. But this also shows height. So side by side, you can see 34 feet on the original application, 35 feet. So everything was listed under 35 feet with that original application. What we have with this proposed amendment are different points shown on this map, on the site plan. So this says 36 feet above existing grade. Again, the master plan agreement stated 48. The other plans received showed 45 feet. Then there's some other points shown, like this hotel building's 23 feet, but really it's just the core building that's being asked for to go above that 35-foot plane. So we're going to go through some photo simulations, and these different numbers here will show where that photo simulation is taken from. So number one is over from the Lacey Lane Estates subdivision next door. And number two that we'll look at is just to the north of the building. Number three is looking directly to the west from the center. Number four is from, there's a public trail that will come through the property. It's kind of the corner of the property over here with Lacey Lane Estates. Number five is from on top of the hot pots on site, looking directly to the north. So this is the photo simulation, really from the Lacey Lane Estates view. Now, we do have other ones that don't show the vegetation, so it's easier to see the building. Number two, again, was from kind of the north side of the building, and that shows the 36-foot above existing grade. And number three was kind of in front of the building, looking to the west. You can see 45 here, 45 here. So these are those two elevator shaft areas. 36 over here at this very end, where the, that's kind of the, event center area of the building is, and 35 over here on the left also. This is from where that public trail is on the very corner of Lacey Lane Estates, or southwest corner. This shows that 36-foot height kind of behind this tree. And then from up on the hot pots themselves, looking to the north, 45 feet, 30 feet, well, 36 feet actually there, 36 here, 35 here. So these next ones are looking from really the backyards as we go north on Lacey Lane Estates. So the neighbors that are facing their backyards, facing towards the resort, this takes a look at each one of those. So this first one is from 881 Lacey Lane, if I read that correctly. So that's what it would look like without the landscaping, with the proposed heights. And we did actually float some balloons on site Friday. Fortunately, it was a little bit cloudy that day, but the wind was calm for a little bit, and then it picked up near the end. Just to try to get an idea of what that, how the views would be impacted with the proposed height adjustment. And there were a number of neighbors that were able to show up for that, to see those balloons. We had those left up for a couple of days. So this is from the next home to the north.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
Sorry, real quick. So this may be included farther on, but just for context now, do you have like what was approved versus what is proposed so we could compare?
Yeah, there is not any comparisons.
Oh.
Okay.
It'd be nice to understand what the buildings were approved at instead of saying, oh, well, there it is.
Yeah, there aren't any of those type of documents. It could be something that the Planning Commission would like to see, and so that could definitely be something to consider. So this is the next home to the north. I want to say that's 905 Lacey Lane. And then heading a little bit farther north, 925. So these first three are definitely the closest to